Blog Talk Radio.
Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy,
I want you to know today that God is, and he is God all by himself. Yes, he is the God that's able to heal. Yes, he's the God that's able to deliver. He is that God that is able to make free. Yes, he is God that is able to move on your behalf. I don't know what you need on today, but God is able to do whatever you will have him to do in your life. If you need a healing, if you need a deliverance, if you need God to move in your finance, God is able to do that. Whatever it is, the Bible says, make your request known before him. So here on the Our Power broadcast, we want you to just to know that God has all power. And this power was not just for the times when Jesus walked the earth and when his disciples walked this earth. This power I'm talking about today is a power that's able to heal your body, a power that's able to make you whole on the inside and on the outside. Well, let's get ready. Let's get ready for the word of God this morning. Yes, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Our Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you and magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things, God, that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, even as the people hear you today, Father, I ask thee, God, to cause their faith, Father God, to move into that next level in you. Cause their faith to be filled. God, cause them, God, to be swayed, persuaded by the word of God. God, let them see you in your greatness. God, don't let them just hear Dr. Mary McCoy, but Lord, let them hear your word. God, let them see, God, the awesome God that you are, the supernatural God that you are, Father, the miracle worker God that you are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, we just thank you and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You are listening to the Our Power broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Now we're getting ready to walk in the Word. We're getting ready to take a walk through the Word of God from the book of Matthew, which is found in the New Testament. We're going to be teaching and preaching this morning from that ninth chapter of Matthew, and we're going to begin at the 18th verse. It reads, while he spoke these things to them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciple. Oh, let's stop there as we walk through the word of God. We see here how the power of God being manifested in this, the life, the faith that's coming, being manifested through this man who had a daughter, and he was a ruler, and he worshiped Jesus, and he came to Jesus saying that my daughter is even now dead. He knew that she was, it was at that time that she began to come at the end of her life, and her life was almost over. But he believed that if Jesus came and to see about his daughter, that it was going to be all right. Jesus, you just come and lay your hands upon her, she shall live. I'm talking about faith to believe God. I'm talking about that now faith. Where did God say now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. No, She is about the point of death. But Lord Jesus, I believe you. I believe your word. I believe what I read in the word of God. I believe what I've seen. I believe what others have said about you. I believe that you're able to do the supernatural. So Lord, why would you come and lay your hands upon my daughter, and she shall live. So while Jesus is on the way, while Jesus is on the way, it tells us in that 19th verse, and Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, an issue of blood, 12 years. It wasn't 1 year. She had been suffering with that. But even I'll back up. It wasn't even 7 days. It wasn't 10 days. It wasn't 14 days. But this woman, she had this issue of blood for 12 long years. Can you imagine? And I know the women that are listening to me on this broadcast know what it is for a woman at certain cycles in her life, certain times of the month, that they have different issues, that is, which is normal. Most of the time it is normal, but just having to go through what this woman was going through for 12 years, it wasn't normal what she was going through. It was normal what you and I go through. But it was not normal. This woman had a issue. She had a sickness. You know, blood should not flow for 12 years as she was being sick with this disease, with this sickness that she had. That was abnormal. But this woman also had faith. I'm talking to you this morning. I'm talking to you out there in our radio audience. I'm talking about you. It's time to believe God. This woman had this issue of blood, and she came behind Jesus, and she touched the hem of his garment. She said within herself, she said, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. I shall be whole. All I need to touch the garment. I don't even have to touch Jesus, but Jesus is in the garment, and I know that there's power through Jesus, that when I touch his garment, that I will be made whole. I don't know what hour it was that she thought that she was going to go to Jesus, because she was near. She was at the right place at the right time. And I believe that she had that uncompromising faith. That's what we need today, that we have that uncompromising faith, that we're going to stand on God's word no matter what. We're going to believe God, and to know that whatever he says and in his word, that it's going to come to pass. This woman said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I just touch his garment, I shall be made whole. And Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. The woman was made whole from that hour. Why? Because she chose to believe God. Why? Because she didn't just sit in her house and just hope that this thing was going to happen. I know, and I'm speaking out, I'm coming out here today and letting you know through the word of God. I'm stepping out to let you know how your faith can grow and grow and grow, just like a seed in the ground. You don't put a seed in a ground and expect it not to come up and to increase and to grow. Whatever you're growing through this put in the ground, it must come up. It must grow. It must increase. This woman, she had faith to believe God. I believe that she heard about Jesus. If she didn't hear about Jesus, she could not have had the faith to believe, if I just touch Jesus, if I just touch his garment, I will be made whole. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of going to the doctor. I'm tired of spending my money. I'm tired of being weak from this issue that I'm continually having, this flow that's flowing in my body, that's taking my strength, that's taking my power. I'm tired of it. I want to be healed. So she decided within herself. She decided, sometimes you got to decide things in your heart, in your mind. You got to have faith to believe God. You can say, this is the last day that I'm not going to believe God, that I'm not going to stand on God's word. I'm going to believe God. That woman, she knew that if she just touched Jesus, and I'm telling you today, radio audience, you may say, Dr. McCoy, how can I touch Jesus? I can't touch his garment. I can't touch him. But I believe that, yes, you can touch Jesus. All you need to have is a little bit of faith. The Bible said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said, the word of God said that we shall be healed. If we have that faith, if we have the faith to believe God, somebody cannot continue to preach that God is not a healer, because God is a healer. God is a deliverer. The word of God is not going to lie because somebody do not have the power to think that God and believe that God cannot heal. The doctor may have given you a bad report, and the doctor may have said that you don't have 6 weeks to live. Maybe he said he gave you a little longer, said you don't have a 6 months to live. But you know what? You can believe God. All things are possible to him that believes. And when I say him, that means male and female. That person that can stand on God's word. Look at the ruler. He had faith to believe God. If Jesus just came and laid his hand upon his daughter, that she was going to die. And Jesus was going to do exactly that because he seen the faith in this man. And as they were going, they seen the woman that had this issue of blood for 12 years. And I believe deep down in my spirit, in my soul, that this woman, she had faith to believe God, to believe that he is able to do the to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that she asked her thing. Oh, if I could just touch Jesus. Somebody make it stand today. Oh, Dr. McCoy, if I could just touch Jesus, if I could just get his attention, if I could just get him to heal me, if I could just get him to deliver me, if I could just get him to change circumstances in my life, that I'll be all right. I want you to know today that you can do exactly that. You can get Jesus. You know, the woman, she didn't make a big deal out of it. Oh, she just said, if I can touch him, if I can touch him. She didn't go around and tell these people around her that I'm getting ready to touch Jesus. Jesus, and I'm going to be healed. Oh, that was all right. And she had a friend, a neighbor, and she believed in God, and she wanted them to believe God with her. But you know what? You got to believe God for yourself. You got to walk this thing out sometime by yourself. Sometimes that you got to believe God by yourself. Sometimes everybody is not going to believe God with you like you need to believe God. You got to do it for yourself. And this woman, she just said that if I can touch his garment, if I just can touch his garment, if I can touch his garment, I will. She had the faith to believe that she you need to stop today? What is it that you need God to move for you today that God calls you to experience the supernatural and the miraculous in your life? Oh, this man that it came to Jesus, he expected, he needed a miracle. He needed a miracle, not the 2 days from then, not a week from then, but he needed a supernatural healing from God because his daughter was at the point of death. And as Jesus was going to minister to her, then that's where the woman that had the issue of blood. And when she just touched his garment, when she just touched him, Jesus knew that this woman had touched him. You know, you may think, oh, Jesus don't know that I am praying. Jesus don't know that I'm trying to get in touch with him. Jesus don't know what I need. Oh, yes, he knows that and more than you think that he knows. He knows the very hair. He knows how many hairs on your head. No, you don't even know how many hairs on your head. But let me tell you something this morning. Jesus knows the count of every hair is on your head. Know what? He knows how many times the blood is circulating through your body. He knows how many times your heart is beating. Why? Because he made the heart. Oh, my God. He even made your bones. And sometimes people going through with arthritis and their bones. And don't you know that these are the bones that God created? These are the bones that God made. Don't you think the person, the originator of something that was created, don't you know that the originator know how to fix it, know how to, in this case, God to bring healing because he was the creator. He's the one that made it. He knows what is wrong. He don't have to wait to the x-ray images being taken to find out what's wrong with you. Sometimes you don't know till you go to the doctor. Sometimes you don't know till you go and take an MRI. You don't know until you have an x-ray made. No, you don't even know until maybe the doctor tells you what he thinks is wrong with you. But I can guarantee to you today that Jesus knows what you need and how much you need of healing and that delivery. All he is waiting for you to do is just believe him. Just believe that I'm able to do this for you. I'm able to heal your body. And she didn't even know that Jesus was going to realize that she had touched him. She didn't know. All I know that if I touch him, I'm going to be healed. But Jesus knew it. He knew that day. I don't know what day it was. I don't know what time it was. I don't know what the year it was. I don't know what the woman's name was. I don't know how old she was, what her age was. But I know that Jesus is a healer, and Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is the one that will make us whole, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And Jesus told her, listen to what he said. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Oh, my God. Be of good comfort. Don't worry. Don't worry. Your faith has made you whole. You can relax. Be of good comfort. Come on. That your faith, the faith that you showed me today just by touching me, that faith, Jesus said, all I want you to touch me. You can touch him in your prayer life. The Bible says that man should always pray and not to faint. It's no time for a believer to faint. It's no time for us to not stand on God's word. It's no time for us to become discouraged in our walk with God. Oh, you're going to go through some things in your life? This woman could have been so bitter until she wouldn't even attempt to trust Jesus. Why? Because she had gone through it for
Somebody need to hear me this morning. Somebody been going through a situation in their life, and they've been going through the situation for a long time. I don't know what the, has it been 12 years? I don't know, has it been a year? I don't know. But yet, this woman had the faith to believe God, to know if I just touch him, I'm going to be whole. And the Bible let us know that we, as I said before, you know, in order to get in touch with Jesus, you don't need Bell South to get in touch with Jesus. You don't need Comcast to get in touch with Jesus. Whatever your communication that you have in order to call certain people, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need to be connected to all of these sources in order to hear from Jesus. But if you connected to the right source, if you connected to the one that has all power in his hand, if you connected to the one that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, if you can connected in your prayer life, I'm talking about in your prayer life, if you are a woman or a man or boy or girl that believe in God, and sometimes I do realize that we all growing in our faith. I do realize that, you know, sometimes we have new believers and we have believers that every day God is building their faith because they're going through circumstances in their lives that they have to rely on the Almighty God. And God wants us to rely on him. God wants us to depend on him. God wants us to make him our number one source of whatever we need. Whatever we need, the don't let other things be our number one source. If there's a situation in your life, you ought to call on J-E-S-U-S. You ought to call on Jesus. Don't you know that there is power in the name of Jesus? This woman, she was able to touch Jesus' garment. Because at that time, Jesus was walking the earth. He was walking there. But his spirit, his power, it's still here. It's still doing great and mighty things. It's still growing out limbs. It's still causing cancer to be healed from those that have cancer. God is still doing that. All God wants us to do is believe all the malignancies that the enemy has put on people. Now God wants you to know that you can be healed. All he's saying, believe on me. Believe that I'm able to do this. It's just like God standing in front of you, and he is behind you, on the side of you. And he is saying, can you believe that I'm able to do this? Can you believe me? I mean, just imagine Jesus standing there. Can you believe that I'm able to do this? And the answer is yes. Lord, I believe that you're able to heal me of this migraine headache. God, it's unbearable. This migraine headache, I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of hurting. God, I need you to heal me of this headache. Lord Jesus, I've been crippled and I can't walk. Lord, I have this weakness in my knees. Lord, I need you to heal my knees. They say it's arthritis. And it's all in my patella. Father, I need a healing. They say it's a torn ligament. Father, I need you to heal my body, my limb, the ligament that's in my leg, in my knee. I need you to heal whatever it is. When you go to God, these people, when we just talk about today, they simply went to Jesus. That simple faith. That simple faith, that's all God wants. This simple faith that you believe in that he's able to do what you need. Come on. This believing that, Lord God, I believe you, that you could do this for me. I mean, really believe. It's like, you know, that if I wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you say, and I ask you, what's your name? And your name is Christopher, you're going to be able to tell me my name is Christopher. My name is Christopher. And they say, what's your last name? My name is Christopher Banks. Oh, because you know that's your name. And you believe it. Nobody say, well, that is not your name. Oh, you say, that is my name. That's the name that my mother and my father given to me. Christopher Banks. And no, and there's no denying that is your name. So it is with the word of God. It's no denying that the word of God, it is true. It is righteous. It is effective. Jesus is the healer. No matter what they say, he is the healer. He is our keeper. He will keep us. You know, you may go into stressful times in your life, and you may be depressed, but let me tell you that you can believe and you can rely on God. If Jesus say who he is, and he is, and he always is, because he is the Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning and the end, you can believe on Jesus. His work, he, the Creator, have proved himself time after time after time. Didn't he create you? Didn't he make you? Why are you breathing? Because God made you to breathe. He let you to breathe. He allowed you to breathe. I mean, there is nothing too hard for God. And so it is as this woman, as she touched Jesus' garment, she was made whole. She was able to be healed of the infirmity that she had carried all of these 12 years. 12 years is a long time to bleed. It's a long time to go through anything that's unpleasant. It's a long time to go through sickness. But that particular time, that particular day, this woman, by the faith that she had in God, she was made whole. And the word of God tells us in that 23rd verse, and when Jesus came unto the ruler's house, remember the ruler that came to him first before he had met the woman, had the issue of blood, and saw the minister and the people making a noise. When Jesus came to the ruler's house, he saw them with they was playing an instrument. And the word here tells us a flute. Whatever it was, whatever instrument it was, they were playing. Then they heard them playing these instruments. And that's what the minister was doing. And the people was making a great noise. They were like as if they were crying, or they were in sorrow, or they were weeping, because they knew that this girl was, they just knew within themselves that this girl going to die, that this girl is not going to live, that this young girl, she is getting ready, won't be long before we bury her. But the ruler, he had faith to believe God. He had faith to believe that God was going to heal his daughter. And in that 24th verse, he said to them, this is what Jesus said, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleep. Okay, they thought she, I mean, they was like, okay, this girl had died, apparently. But in their mindset, in their eyes, you know, the breath wasn't in her body. She wasn't circulating. She wasn't playing. She couldn't speak. And so, therefore,
they was saying that the girl was dead. But Jesus said, give place, for the maid is not dead, but she's sleeping. Remember what he said, the same thing about Lazarus? In the natural, Lazarus was dead, and you would call it the day that the person's dead. If the breath wasn't out their body, they weren't breathing, then you would say within yourself that this person is dead. But Jesus said that Lazarus was asleep. But then he had to make it plain to the disciples because they didn't know. They thought he was taking a rest. But he said to them, but sleep. And they locked in the score. They were so many unbelievers. They was ready to bury this young girl. They was ready to throw the sand on him. They was ready to put her in this tomb. But Jesus said to let them know that she was asleep. And then when Jesus told them that, you know, they thought they knew something. You know how people think they know something? You know, sometimes people don't know what they think that they know. They think, well, you know, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Because we have evidence that this person, she's not asleep, she's dead. And when Jesus had said that she's asleep, then they began to mock him to scorn. They like scorn him. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, sure. Oh, you know how people do sometimes. But when the people were put forth, they were put out. You don't need a lot of unbelievers around you when you're trying to believe God. When you believe in God, that God's going to do certain things in your life, and somebody can say, oh, he is not going to do that. He is not going to put his hand on her and she's going to live. What's wrong with you? You don't need people like that around you when you get ready to believe God. When you're saying, I'm going to pay this house off in a certain many months, and somebody say, oh, that is not going to happen. You must be crazy. You must be getting ready to win the lottery. You're going to have to win the lottery in order to pay this house off. I mean, God is a supernatural God. Jesus had to put these people out. And you need to put people out from around you when you're trying to believe God for certain things, and they're telling you the opposite, and they're not believing God with you that these things going to happen, what you're expecting God to do in your life. You don't need that. You don't need those weights. You don't need those unbelievers to be in disagreement with the word of God said. Because you know what? You are standing on the word. The word of God say heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tip of his word will fail. You don't need unbelievers who's not believing God with you to scorn, to laugh, and to make fun of you, or to not believe what you are believing God for. But when the people were put forth, he went in and he took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame went out above all the land. Why? Because the ruler had faith to believe God. Why? Because the woman that had the issue of blood had faith to believe God. No matter what they said, no matter what people spoke into her life, she chose to believe God. I am speaking from not the Times Union, the Florida Times Union. I'm not talking speaking from the charisma this morning. I'm speaking from the word of God. I'm not speaking from the best novel that you like reading. No, I am speaking from the word of God. Word of God, say heaven and earth, I said it before, may pass away, but not one jot of material of his word is going to fail. But everything else fail, God's word is not going to fail. Why? Because he is the word. Come on. We got to stand on his word.
And then we see, and when Jesus had departed from there, after he had healed the woman with the issue of blood, and then he healed the ruler's daughter that had been asleep, but in reality was dead. Jesus said that she was asleep. They thought that she was dead. They thought it was all over. But it was not so. As Jesus took this girl by the hand, and this child arose, they didn't tell in this particular chapter what age she was, but it doesn't matter, because all we want to know that she was alive again. She was dead, but she's alive again. So here we see when Jesus had finished all of this, and when Jesus had departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "You son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." And when he were coming to the house, the blind men came to him and says to him, "Believe you?" And Jesus says to them, we want to make that clear, and Jesus said to them, "Believe you that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yea, Lord." In other words, "Yes, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it to you." And their eyes were open. And Jesus strictly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they went, in the 31st verse it says, when they were departed, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. I mean, Jesus is doing healing right and left. I mean, Jesus is doing the supernatural. Don't tell me that God can't do it. Don't tell me that there is a God. Don't tell me that healing was from yesteryears. Don't tell me that I don't want to hear it. You should not want to hear it. You have to believe God. And when the devil was cast out, this woman had, they said, and as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man that was dumb, possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the multitude marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He cast out devils through the prince of the devils." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. And then says he to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers unto his harvest." Jesus wants to send forth laborers. He wants them to go forth and do the things that he did. We're getting ready to close this broadcast on today, but I want you to know all things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible if you just can believe God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, for all that you have done. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for raising the faith of the people today. Lord, we just thank you, God, for letting them see the grace. God, we just thank you, God, for moving upon their heart. Oh, God, Lord, God, that lady, that man, God, that girl, that boy that in need of a healer, that lead up to deliverance, that needs you, God, this morning. God, let them know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are always available for their healing, for their deliverance. for whatever they need in their life. God, that you are always available. God, you're not like the physician that you got to make an appointment, and they may give you an appointment, Father, in 2 weeks. Oh, my God. But, Lord, you're always available. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for being available. We thank you, God, for being the master healer and that master deliverer. So, Lord, touch the heart of the people. God, cause their faith to increase more and more and more. Father, we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, your word says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead. God, you said, God, that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that those are listening and will be listening to this broadcast, Lord, I pray, God, even now, God, that they will say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, that they, God, will believe your word. And, God, that they believe you, God. God, that you paid that price 2,000 years ago for their sins, for their transgression. God, the word of God says, Lord, you said, Father God, in John 3:16, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me, that's them, whosoever believe in you, God, to have everlasting life. So, Lord, you paid that price, Lord God, that we can have a right to the tree of life. No matter what we did in our lives, no matter what we said, God, you forgave us for our sins. You took the stripes upon your back, God, for me and for those that are listening. God, those, God, that are by the wayside this morning. God, those that are sitting in a home and think nobody cares. Oh, God, you are the one that cares. You're the one, Father God, that loves us. You're the one that will heal no matter what kind of infirmity, God, that they have. Oh, God, no matter what distress they're going through, you are that healer, and you are the one that saves, Lord God, because you save to the uttermost. But, Lord, even as we have spoken a word to them this morning, God, let them say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, call them this day to give their lives to you. Call them this day, God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, we just thank you right now for all that you have done and all you're going to do, God, according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. I believe God. I believe God. And all we want to do today is to help you to believe God. Listen, if you are one of those people that we're praying about today that are not saved and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just ask the Lord to forgive you. Forgive me for sin, for your sin, because the word says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I promise you, if you allow God to come into your heart, if you ask God to forgive you for your sin, God's going to come in that very second. He will forgive you for your sin. He will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will not remember it no more. Why don't you just, after you ask God to forgive you your sin, why don't you just find a church, pray that God will give you a church that you can go and worship him and that you can learn more about him. Get your Bible. Read the word of God. The word of God says, study to yourself, approve unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. We, it's a must that we read God's word. Hey, every time we read God's word, we get more and more of God. God is increasing and it's enriching our lives. So read the word of God. And as we said the demo broadcast, the word of God say that man shall always pray and not to faint. Oh, it is praying time. Oh, you say, Dr. McCoy, I don't know how to pray, but all you got to do, as the Lord taught his disciples, to pray. You can say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, but thou art the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And you know what? That's in the word of God. And we could pray that prayer, and then we could also just simply go to Jesus and just say what's on your heart. Say, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me for my sin. Show me how to be
Father God, that vessel for you. Show me how to live this life. I want to be saved. I want to be changed. I want to be transformed. Oh, Father, help me. I am a sinner, but Lord, I want to be saved forevermore. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Tune in with us on this coming Friday at the same time as the Lord began to speak to you. As he speaks to me, I will speak to you through his word. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.